Think system. Good morning. Good Monday morning on the Genesis Communication Network. You're listening to The Bright Side. Welcome aboard. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs along with Doug Winfrey, and this is the show dedicated to the wide world of nutritional supplementation. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice. I don't like using prescription drugs, never did like using prescription drugs, and if you've got questions or comments about nutrition, nutritional supplementation, health issues, ingredients, skincare products, medicine, this is your one-stop shop for answers to all your questions at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933 if you want to join the conversation today. And if you want to send me an email, it's ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com, and check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. Good morning, Douglas.
Good morning. Did you have a great weekend?
I had a great weekend, and how do these weekends go by so fast?
That's because they're only 2 days long, and we have to work 5 days.
Yeah, but the week goes by fast, too. It's already, we're winding down March already, coming into April, a third of the year's over. What the heck is going on? That's crazy.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Do you know you only get 50, if you live to be 100 years old, you get 5,200 weeks, and that's it. And at the rate these weeks are going by, I'm telling you, life just flies by. Well, our mission here is to help our lives, as fast as they may fly by with much more ease and efficiency. And nutritional supplementation and dietary strategies are one of the best ways to do that. And, Doug, I thought we'd talk about a couple studies that I came across this week or this weekend. One on sunlight influencing the breakdown of medicines in the body. A study from the Karolinska Institute has shown that the body's ability to break down medicines may be closely related to sunlight. And this is from the scientific journal Drug Metabolism and Deposition. 70,000 patients were studied, and they found that drugs that patients used to suppress the immune system in association with organ transplants were metabolized differently at different times of the year, and they linked it with sunlight. And the reason I found this so interesting was not so much that sunlight should affect how drugs are metabolized, but this really leads one to believe that sunlight affects a lot of things in the body, a lot of metabolic processes in the body, and a lot of the detoxification system in the body. And in my humble opinion, heliophobia is one of the most dangerous health myths out there. And heliophobia simply means fear of the sun. I run into this all the time. Probably you do too, Douglas, out there in Santa Cruz. People are scared just to take the dog out for a walk. They slather their bodies full of sunscreen. I have people who tell me, oh, I take care of my skin. I don't go out in the sun. Well, let me tell you something, folks. You need to have sunlight for a lot of reasons. Everybody knows about the vitamin D connection between the sun. The sun converts a chemical in the skin into vitamin D. You know what that chemical is, Doug?
Cholesterol.
That's right. Absolutely correct. Cholesterol.
I've been paying attention.
Yes, sir.
You know, in that study from the Karolinska Institute, I read a news story on that about a week or two ago, and it seemed to be like they wanted to make a vitamin D connection.
You know, I don't know if anybody really knows about that, but I think you're right, because at the end of this article it says the effects of vitamin D on the genetic system seems to involve somehow drug metabolism, the genetic system that's involved with the vitamin D and the sun. So I think that might be the case, and we know that vitamin D is very important for immune health, and we know that vitamin D is important for a lot of things, and as we've said many times on this program, vitamin D is really technically not a vitamin at all. Vitamin D is a hormone. And by that, I mean it has its own little receptor sites on all the cells of your body, and it's actually carried into a cell, and it's carried into the genetics, the nucleus of a cell, where it acts to turn on genetics. Vitamins don't do that. Vitamins are technically referred to as coenzymes because they act as cofactors to help enzymatic reactions work in the body. Vitamin D doesn't have that effect. Vitamin D actually gets transported into the genetic material where it turns on genetics and the production of protein. One of the, according to this study anyway, one of the genes that gets turned on is involved with drug metabolism. And that gets me to my second story, because vitamin D actually has a partner in the body. And this is a vitamin that like vitamin D, is more akin to a hormone in the sense that it gets transported into the cell and into the nucleus of a cell and into the genetic material where it turns on protein. Folks, keep this in mind. You can actually take a substance orally and it will get transported into the genetics, and you can modify your genetics positively by taking in these substances like vitamin D and vitamin D's partner, which is vitamin A. And this is from the journal journal Immunity. Versatile vitamin A plays multiple roles in the immune system. And we've known that vitamin A deficiency is linked with an impaired ability to resist infections. And in fact, when there is a infectious disease outbreak in third world countries, the World Health Organization will send out vitamin A, and people will take high doses of vitamin A to support the immune system. Perhaps you've heard that vitamin A is toxic and you shouldn't take high amounts of vitamin A. And one of the silliest myths in all of nutrition that I hear a lot of is that pregnant women should not take vitamin A. This is not true, folks. It has nothing to do, pregnancy, your fetus needs vitamin A as much as you do. So if you are depriving yourself and your baby of vitamin A when you're pregnant, you're depriving both yourself and your baby of a very, very important nutritional substance. Vitamin A is involved not just in the immune system. Vitamin A is involved in multiple roles, plays multiple roles in the body. There's three main types of vitamin A. And by the way, vitamin A is especially important for skin health. I'll talk about that in a moment. There's three main types of vitamin A. You have retinol, you have retinyl palmitate, and you have retinoic acid. Whenever you hear the prefix R-E-T-I-N, as in retin, you always are talking about vitamin A. So the three main forms of vitamin A, retinol, retinyl palmitate, and retinoic acid, have tremendous roles to play in the body. In fact, from the this week I also found another article on vitamin A from the Journal of Biologic Chemistry. Study indicates vitamin A plays key role in the human body. Vitamin A plays much more of a direct role than was previously known in many physiologic functions, including sperm cell formation and the development of the nervous system in fetuses. So if your doctor tells you not to take vitamin A when you're pregnant, you refer him to the Journal of Biologic Chemistry, a study that was published just this last month in the Journal of Biologic Chemistry, where they talk about how the fetus needs to have vitamin A for appropriate development of the central nervous system. Vitamin A is involved in something called differentiation. As cells grow, they take on different shapes. And the different shapes that the cells cells take on have a large implication to play in how cells grow and how cells stop growing. So that certain shapes that cells take signal that the cell growth must stop or the cell growth should continue. If a step is missed in the differentiation process, the cell growth process can go awry, and this is where cancer comes from. This is also where skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema may come from as well. And that's one of the reasons why vitamin A and vitamin A's partner, vitamin D, are involved in helping protect against skin diseases like eczema and cancer and acne too. Vitamin A and vitamin D should be thought of together, and both of them have large, both these vitamins have large, large roles to play, important roles to play in skin health. When it comes to vitamin A and skin health, I can think of no more important topical vitamin, that is, vitamin to put on top of your skin, than vitamin A. Whatever skincare product line you are using, if it does not feature vitamin A, you are missing one of the most powerful ingredients you could ever use to take care of skin issues. And by skin issues, I'm talking about aging skin, I'm talking about dry skin, I'm talking about acne, I'm talking about psoriasis, I'm talking about eczema. All of these involve how cells grow and how cells divide, and vitamin A is involved in controlling the growth process of skin cells like the growth process of other cells. So make sure you're using vitamin A on a regular basis topically if you're interested in taking care of your skin. Even if you don't have a skin disease like acne or psoriasis or eczema, just using topical vitamin A can be protective against the environment and can have powerful anti-aging benefits. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number, 866-582-9933. Check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. We'll be back after this break with more good health information. Don't go away. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily, and we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And we are back on The Bright Side. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 866-582-9933 is our number, 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about health or nutrition, nutritional supplementation, or something you've read in the news, if you've got questions about skincare products or ingredients, we want to help you out at 866-582-9933. And, of course, if you've got questions about the Longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, we can help you on that account as well. PharmacistBen.com, PharmacistBen.com is my blog. And you can always send an email to Ben at KSCO.com. We're talking a little bit about vitamin A for the skin and vitamin D. Doug, you have an interesting story about MS. Can you
Fox News story here that was originally reported in the journal Neurology, and this is a study that was done at the Australian National University. What they found was people who spend more time in the sun were less likely to get multiple sclerosis as they had higher vitamin D levels.
Yeah, multiple sclerosis is one of those autoimmune diseases where the body turns on itself. And we talk about the immune system a lot and autoimmunity a lot. Basically what happens is the body is designed to check out and scan for foreigners, foreign invaders, almost like you can almost think of it in a military sense. There's scout cells and there's defender cells, and all of these scout and defender cells that attack the foreign invaders are collectively referred to as the immune system. The immune system is your body's defense system. Well, what can happen, and I'll tell you why this happens, sometimes the body perceives itself as the enemy. Sometimes organs of the body, structures of the body, tissues in the body get tagged as the enemy. And this happens secondary to digestive problems. But somehow or another, things get in through the digestive tract inappropriately, and they can somehow tag, these foreign invaders can somehow hide or tag the body's own structures, and then the immune system attacks the body's own structures as if it were the enemy. If it happens with the nerve cells, you can have multiple sclerosis. If it happens with the joints, you can have arthritis. If it happens in the pancreas, you can have diabetes. If it happens in the thyroid, you can have autoimmune disease of the thyroid, which is known as Hashimoto's disease. So autoimmune diseases can be backtracked to the digestive system. And considering there are almost 80 million people who have some type of autoimmune disease in this country, it really makes sense to understand the digestive link. And this gets back to what we call, or what I call, the triangle of disease. If you try to attack all of your symptoms just at the symptom side of things and not at the causal side of things, you're going to end up attacking all kinds of symptoms. The body's going to respond by producing more symptoms. You're going to try to attack those symptoms. You're going to get more symptoms. And this can continue for till the end of your life. Doesn't it make more sense to try and figure out what the cause of these symptoms are? Especially considering that no matter what symptoms you have, you can backtrack it to one of three causes. And that's what I call the triangle of disease. The triangle of disease is made up of three causal points that all of your symptoms are connected to. And I don't care if those symptoms are headaches or fibromyalgia or skin diseases or chronic fatigue syndrome or heart disease or even cancer. Whatever your symptomology is, if you really want to have power over it, if you want to have leverage over your symptoms, you need to attack them at their causal level. And the causal level is one of three points. The digestive immune system, primarily. That's the apex of the triangle of disease. Then you have your blood sugar and insulin system. And then you have your adrenal stress system. All symptomology can be linked to these three points, starting primarily with the digestive slash immune system. And I call it the digestive slash immune system because 80% of your immune system, your body's defense system, is enmeshed, is wrapped around, is connected intimately with the digestive system. Doesn't that make sense? Because where do most foreign invaders come into the body? Through the digestive system. I have yet to hear of anybody with any autoimmune symptomology that does not have a digestive connection. Same thing goes for the skin. Now, many of you know that I practice skincare pharmacy, and that's where I really focus most of my attention during the day, is on skincare. And the same thing goes with the skin. If you have eczema or psoriasis or rosacea or acne, you have a digestive condition as well. You can't have a skin problem. You can't have an autoimmune problem. In fact, my friends, you can't have any symptomology without some kind of digestive condition associated with it. But there's a problem. And that is, we don't always recognize digestive conditions. I'll get into that in a moment, but we've got a caller at 866-582-9933. Let's take our first call. What's going on? Is that not a call?
Hello?
Oh, Rose. What's up, Rose?
Hi there. I have a question. First, what is your email? Because I email, and I don't know if I wrote the wrong email.
Shoot me an email at Ben, B-E-N. At KSCO, that's King Sam Charlie Oklahoma, KSCO.com.
Yeah, I emailed, but I didn't get any. I don't know what.
When did you? Sometimes it takes me a couple days to get back to you. Tell me, why don't you ask your question on the air?
March 18th, I send it. I'll say, what I ask you is, I'm hypothyroid. I take Levothyroid 50 mg tablets. How much potassium iodine should take for radiation protection, you know, if it's needed?
Okay. Well, here's the deal on iodine and hypothyroidism and levothyroxine. First of all, if you are on Synthroid or levothyroxine or any kind of thyroid medicine, thyroid hormone medicine, you want to let your doctor know if you're going to start to take iodine, because that can have an effect on how the medicine works, and it can have an effect on your thyroid. That's first of all. Second of all, the protective dose for radiation poisoning for iodine is 130 milligrams, 130 milligrams. But that's the protective dose, that's the emergency protective dose, as if there was a nuclear reactor that exploded within 30 to 50 miles of your neighborhood. As far as this cloud that's coming over from Japan, it is very unclear whether you need 130 milligrams a day or not. I would tend to think, and nobody really knows this for sure, Rose, but given your thyroid condition, I would tend to think that 130 milligrams may not be a dose that you want to take unless you have some kind of nuclear emergency that's very close to where you are. A good place for you to be would be somewhere around 12.5 to 13 milligrams of iodine a day. In fact, that's what I would consider taking, Rose. Are you on any iodine supplement now?
Yeah, I'm taking this one, though.
What?
Levothyroid 50.
No. Are you on an iodine supplement?
No.
Okay. You may want to consider getting yourself 12.5 to 13 milligrams of iodine a day. This is considered, they call it the Japanese dose, because they notice that people in Japan who get 13 milligrams, average 13 milligrams of iodine a day, have a strong, well-functioning thyroid and have low incidences of iodine deficiency-related cancers. So taking 13 milligrams would be a good place for you to be. You want to take it in a form that's absorbable and usable. There's a product called Iodorol that I would consider taking if I were you, Rose. But always mention to your doctor who's prescribing the Levothyroid or levothyroxine that you're taking iodine, because, as I said, that can affect how the dose works and can also affect how the thyroid works. By the way, the drug that you're taking, Rose, for the thyroid is notoriously ineffective, and the dose needs to be changed all the time. In fact, can you stick with us through the break, Rose? I got to take a commercial break, but I want to continue talking with you. Can you hang on with us?
Sir. Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Rose. Okay, 866-582-9933 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're here 5 days a week from 8 to 9 Pacific Time and 10 to 11 Central Time if you want to get on board and contribute to the conversation, or if you've got questions about health or nutrition, nutritional supplements, or the longevity supplements, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend. 866-582-9933 is the number, 866-582-9933. Lynetta, if you're out there listening in Texas, we did not get your question. Call back, and we didn't quite understand what you were asking, and if you call back, I'll be glad to answer your question for you. Rose, you still out there, ma'am? Rose?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Rose. Okay, hi. So here's the thing on levothyroxine. You said levothyroxine you're taking, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's the deal with levothyroxine. Levothyroxine is the inactive or the weaker form of thyroid hormone, and it needs to be converted into the effective form of thyroid hormone for it to work. And the problem is there's a lot of things that will keep levothyroxine from becoming activated. One of the things is iodine deficiency. And if you're not taking iodine, you may not be getting the benefits of the levothyroxine. Other nutrient deficiencies can also keep your drug, your medicine from working. Iron deficiency, selenium deficiency, zinc deficiency, vitamin A deficiency. And ironically, once you start supplementing with these substances, you may not even need your levothyroxine. So if I were you, I'd be getting on a good nutritional supplement program, number one, and I would be absolutely considering iodine supplementation. Make sure you tell your doctor, though, because you may find that your drugs are much more effective and they may need to lower your dose. Let me ask you a couple questions, Rose. Do you have any digestive problems that you know about, any cramping or bloating or discomfort, heartburn, anything like that?
Well, in my case is a long story. I got a total gastrectomy.
Oh, okay. So you do have a history of digestive conditions. And this is
when I was really young. I wish I knew now. Of course, I know.
I know, and that's why I'm on the radio, and that's why I do my presentations. I want everybody to know this. If you have a thyroid problem, people, it is connected to the triangle of disease. If you have hypothyroidism or even hyperthyroidism, autoimmune disease of the thyroid, go back to your digestive issues, go to your blood sugar insulin issues, and then go to your adrenal stress issues. What happens is, when you have your when the digestive system is compromised, immediately you go into blood sugar problems because now you are not utilizing nutrients as well, and your body has problems producing or making energy. So your blood sugar and your insulin will be off. When that happens, your adrenal stress system kicks in, and over time that shuts down the thyroid. So you want to backtrack your thyroid issues to the triangle of disease. Rose, you got to work on any digestive issues you have. Now, obviously, you've had some surgical correction, so it's going to be a little tougher, but if you have any food allergies, or if you notice any kind of digestive issues associated with food, you eat a certain food and you feel tired, or you eat a certain food and you get gas, or you eat a certain food and you have heartburn, those foods have to be eliminated. And then you want to get yourself on substances that heal and correct the digestive system. Do you hear this, Rose? And everybody out there, if you have a thyroid problem, you want to correct digestive issues. It's absolutely critical. Not only will the triangle of disease, and the digestive system is the apex of the triangle, not only will this triangle affect the thyroid, but you can't make active thyroid hormone with an impaired digestive system, because thyroid hormone is activated by the digestive system. So if there's anything going wrong in your digestion, this is going to affect your thyroid on multiple fronts. It's the single most important thing you can do to correct your thyroid problems. Rose, I'd be doing a food diary if I were you. I'd be taking probiotics, good bacteria, if I were you. And I'd be doing digestive enzymes and anything that could support the healing of the digestive tract, like essential fatty acids, the amino acid glutamine, and the nutrient zinc. You could do a lot of great things for your thyroid, Rose, if you correct digestive problems and get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. Send me another email at ben@ksco.com, and I'll answer. I'll give you a little bit more in-depth information. Okay, Rose?
Yes, I greatly appreciate it, sir.
Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it, too. Lynetta in Texas, what's up?
Hi. I was calling to find out if you had any information on HS purpura.
Now, my board op told me, you said HS purpura. Now, purpura, as I know it, is bruising.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. What do you mean by HS purpura?
It's an autoimmune.
I see. I know what you're talking about. Yes, it's a vasculitis. I know what you're talking about. Okay. Autoimmune diseases, as we said earlier, are when the body attacks itself. The body, for one reason or another, will tag an organ or a structure or a tissue system in the body for disposal or attack. In the case of HS purpura, which is a autoimmune disease, it's a vasculitis, typically you have autoimmune complexes or immune complexes that are deposited in the small blood vessels. So is it for you, ma'am? Or somebody you know?
My son.
How old's your son?
21.
All right. Let me ask you a question, and I know the answer to it, but I want you to tell me anyway. Does he have any digestive issues?
Oh, yes.
Hello. Every time, folks, I'm telling you, every time there's an autoimmune condition, something is getting in through the digestive system. What happens is when things get in through the digestive tract, through openings in the intestine, they leak into the blood and they tag organ structures in the body. Those organ structures get tagged as the foreigner, as the invader. So the key is to eliminate digestive triggers. First and foremost, my dear, first and foremost, digestive issues need to be corrected. That means food diary. How do you do a food diary? Well, first of all, let me tell you why you need to do a food diary. We become transparent to our digestive conditions so that if you have a digestive problem all your life, you forget about it. You don't notice it. So it's important that you write down everything you eat and then how you feel 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours later. And what you'll notice is that every time you eat a certain food, you get digestive symptoms. That's your body talking to you. It's telling you there's a problem. So those need to be eliminated. Secondly, once you've eliminated the digestive triggers, once your son has eliminated the digestive triggers, then you can start to repair the digestive tract. Now, how do you repair the digestive tract? One of the best ways is to give yourself a food holiday. That is, where you take 3 days, 4 days, and you don't eat. All you do is drink liquid nutrients. Drink vegetable juices, for one. Secondly, you want to be ingesting something I call bone soup. And I've talked about bone soup many times, but I haven't talked about it in a while. So let me tell you what you want your son to do, or what anybody who has any digestive problems or autoimmune problems, this is what you need to do. You take a chicken, a whole chicken. I like the organic, range-free, antibiotic-free chickens that you get at Whole Foods or one of the similar health food stores, the rotisserie chickens. Just drop it in a pot of water. Let the water simmer, bring the water to a boil and let the water simmer over the chicken for 8 hours or 12 hours till the meat falls off the bone. Then you throw in some vegetables, let the vegetables cook in the water for maybe an hour or so or 2 hours just to kind of get them soft. And then you drain off the liquid and you ingest the liquid for the next 2 or 3 days. And I'll tell you why that's important, but we got to take a break. If you have questions out there, 866-582-9933 is the number. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. It's here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Ben Hughes along with Doug Winfrey, and we're here every day, 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. 866-582-9933 is the number if you want to get on board. And Ben at KSCO.com, Ben at KSCO.com if you want to send me an email. And then check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. We're talking to Lynetta in Texas. Lynetta, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Lynetta. So your son has this this HS purpura, which is an autoimmune disease of the blood vessels, the small blood vessels. Does he have little dots all over his body?
Yes, but it also mimics Crohn's disease.
Okay, but does he have, that's all the digestive component. See, when you have an autoimmune disease, all that's saying is that one part of your body, we notice one part of the body is being affected, but there could be multiple parts of the body that are being affected because it's got the same root cause. That's what I was talking about earlier. If we try to attack multiple symptomologies without attacking the root cause, it's just like playing that game at the amusement park where you hit the mole and he pops out of another hole. So the real way to take care of HS purpura and anything else that your son has, all in one fell swoop, is to get to the root cause, which in your son's case is more than likely the digestive system. That's why I asked you if he had any digestive problems, and you answered in the affirmative. So until you correct the digestive conditions, Lynetta, he is going to be suffering with not just purpuras or Crohn's disease or anything else, but it's going to progress and it's going to get worse. So
correct.
Number one, you need to do a food diary because it's almost impossible to know every single thing that you're reacting to, because over time we become transparent to our health, our digestive issues. So do a food diary. Secondly, you can, once you eliminate the problem foods, you can start to repair the digestive tract. Using vegetable juices is a very important strategy, and I'm not talking about V8. I'm talking about real vegetable juices where you put vegetables in a blender or a juicer and you juice it down. Try to stay be easy on the beet and the carrot and stick with the more savory vegetables that have a little bite to it. Those tend to be more healing for the body. And then bone soup. And for 3 or 4 days, have him just drinking vegetable juices and bone soup. Then you can start to really give the digestive tract what it needs in terms of nutritional supplements. Glutamine, G-L-U-T-A-M-I-N-E. Glutamine is like an elixir of health for the digestive tract, glutamine solution. So you take a teaspoon of glutamine. You can buy it at the health food store. Put it in water. Stir it up and drink it. Have them do it once a day or even twice a day. Wonderful for healing the digestive tract. Essential fatty acids, also very important for the digestive tract. Get on the Longevity's Ultimate EFA Plus. Ultimate EFA Plus. It's a wonderful essential fatty acid supplement. And then last but certainly not least, you want to make sure that your son is on a good probiotic supplement. That is good bacteria that can do tremendously, tremendously helpful things for the digestive tract for all digestive symptomology. The good news, Lynetta, is once you correct his digestive conditions, his autoimmune condition, his autoimmune symptomology will disappear on its own with no nasty drugs. And that's the beauty of working with this triangle of disease. You're working at the causal level. The symptoms all fall into line. Hope that helped, Lynetta. And thank you so much for calling from Texas. Got to move on to our next call. What's going on? You're on the Bright Side.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, my name is Patricia.
Hey, Patricia.
Yeah, I have a question. I know you're talking about digestive issues, which is what I have. They thought maybe my thyroid had gone fluky, but my thyroid, all my stuff came out beautiful on that.
Okay.
So we knocked that out. I am wheat, oat, barley yeast, and lactose intolerant, sometimes eggs. It's just my digestive issue. I do have inflammation on my fingertips, and like arthritis, but the arthritis markers came back zero.
Okay.
So, we've been going through this for like 5 years.
Okay.
Finally, she put me on this thing from Metagenics called UltraFlam 360.
Okay.
This is the only thing that's given me any relief, but it's
awesome.
Not 100%.
Okay, let's give you some answers here because going to run out of time. So let me give you some answers, okay? First and foremost, this is the first thing that jumps out at me from what you said. You said your markers, your thyroid markers came back nice and your arthritis markers came back nice. Forget about it. Markers are silly. Testing is silly. Testing is absolute nonsense and a waste of money, just a way for insurance companies and doctors to profit. So don't pay any attention to tests. Pay attention to your symptoms. If you have a digestive problem that's been going on all your life, and chances are it has, there's no way your thyroid cannot be affected. Period. End of story. You absolutely have a thyroid problem if you have had digestive conditions all your life. I pay no attention to those tests. I only go by symptoms. Secondly, as far as your arthritis markers go back, well, if you have inflammation in your joints, that's arthritis. That's the definition of arthritis. So forget about your markers. Here's what you need to do, ma'am. If you're not 100%, and it's good that you're taking that Metagenics product. I'm not sure what it is, but it's good that you're taking it and your doctor made a wise move there. But we've got to correct digestive problems. If you are allergic to all those things that you mentioned, wheat and oats and barley and lactose, et cetera, chances are you have a lot of other issues going on as well. So once again, what I would suggest for you is, like I was saying to the last caller, is get yourself on a food diary write down everything you eat and then how you feel 2, 4, 12 hours after, and then notice a trend. Those foods need to be eliminated. Secondly, you want to do absolutely everything you could do to give your digestive system the nutrients it needs. First of all, you heard me talking about the bone soup and the liquid veggies. The less solid food you eat, the more your digestive system will love you. The less solid food you eat, ma'am, the more your digestive system will respond positively. It needs a break.
Ben, I went on that lemonade diet.
That's not good.
That's not good.
That doesn't give you the nutrients you need, the lemonade diet. You need vegetable juices.
Great. I felt great for 3 weeks. I felt wonderful.
Well, and that's really good news. But you didn't get the nutrients that you needed.
No.
So I don't like the lemonade diet, although that gave your digestive system a break. You need to give your digestive system a break. It's great that you felt better with the lemonade diet, and I know the strategy and the logic. It's really around giving your digestive system a holiday, which is wonderful. But you need nutrients, and that's why the bone soup is so good and the vegetable juices are so good. So instead of the lemonade diet, do the bone soup vegetable juice diet. Do it as long as you can do it. Give your digestive system a break. Then, if you're not on a probiotic supplement, and tomorrow I'm going to spend the whole show talking about these probiotics, these good bacteria. They're absolutely essential for reestablishing digestive tract health and integrity. So get yourself on a good probiotic supplement. If you want to use the Longevity products, get on the Flora FX. If not, find yourself a probiotic supplement that has multiple strains of bacteria and has billions of units, 10, 15 billion units of these bacteria. It can do wonderful things for your digestive tract. I talked to the last caller about glutamine. Glutamine powder is like it's pure nutrition for the digestive tract, and it's not found. Glutamine is not found in a lot of foods. Essential fatty acids are very important. And then with all your meals, you want to make sure you're taking digestive enzymes. I like the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. And then there's another digestive enzyme that people don't talk about a lot, and that's something called pancreatin. And you have to go to the health food store to find pancreatin. So you want to be zooming in on that digestive system, and your symptoms should fall right into line. And I hope that helps, Rose, but we got to move on. Thanks so much for calling, and thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Well, Doug, that's an hour on The Bright Side, and it does go by fast. Thanks so much to all our callers, and thank you to you, Doug, as well. And thanks to everybody who's been emailing me. I'm sorry if I haven't gotten to your emails, but I will. I promise I'll get to them. And if you have questions and you want to email me, it's ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. I'm a nutritional pharmacist. I don't believe in using drugs because nutrition is almost always the strategy that we need to employ when it comes to disease. The human body is a healing system. It's designed divinely to heal itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs raw materials to do its work. And those are the raw materials. Those raw materials are what we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. The message on this program here is it's good nutrition that's good medicine. You don't need toxic pharmaceutical drugs. You need to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity line of supplements, go to pharmacistben.com, pharmacistben.com, or infowarsteam.com, infowarsteam.com. And if you want to join me in my mission to let everybody know about the power of nutritional supplementation, you can click on the bottom of my blog, and you'll join the Youngevity. For $10, you can actually have yourself a business. But if you don't want to do that, you can join the Youngevity team and join me in my mission. So that's it. You've been listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much to everybody. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on The Bright Side. Bye for now.
This is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.